Hey, everybody. Scott Johnson here. It's Diary of a Cartoonist, or DOAC, not D. What's the game? Dark Age of Camelot, DAOC. This is DOAC. I don't know if you can hear the background or not, but I have a nephew who's here while my wife, my sister, whose child this is, and my other sister are at lunch for my wife's birthday, which is this Friday. So they're at the cafe doing their thing while he is here playing Rezogun on the PS4. And he is all of, geez, how old is he now?
Hey, Elliot, how old are you now?
5. And he's already playing better than most other adults I see play this game. So he's rocking it. 5 years old. Jeez.
Good job, dude.
Anyway, here we are. Time to do one of these. It's been a little bit too long, I think. You want to know what got me back on the saddle? And I'm actually committed now to doing more of these on a more frequent basis. I know I promised that in the past, and I've been kind of lousy at it. But I didn't realize how many of you really like it. So it's been building up. And, you know, while this show is not going to garner much sponsorship support or blow up on the charts, you know, it's not going to suddenly shoot to number one in the top 10 iTunes. It appears to be a thing that a decent number of you enjoy. So I'm going to get back on the stick. Now, part of the impetus for this is my trip to BlizzCon 2-3 weeks ago. I got to talking to Guy, who should be listening now because he acted like he was a big fan of the show and wanted it to come back in a more regular way. So, Guy, if you're listening, you are just about nearly singularly responsible for me bringing it back, or at least me doing one today so that we can get one under our belt and keep this train moving. Thanksgiving week, everybody. Here in these United States, we celebrate the fine tradition of getting together and eating a lot of food, perhaps too much of it, and not truly appreciating how much of it we actually have, yet pretending that we're thankful. Oh, I don't know. That's a cynical approach, I suppose, to this holiday. I think we probably are more thankful for things than one might give us credit for. But, you know, generally human beings tend to take things for granted. I'll give you an example. We moved house. We moved house. That's also for Guy there in the UK. Well, he's in France, but we moved houses. Let's put it that way. And that happened a few weeks ago, just prior to my trip to BlizzCon. And we were really excited about one facet of the move, which was we would only live about 30 seconds down the road from a big movie theater. What? I'm doing a show. Do you want to be on it? On the show I'm on. Here.
Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, you guys, we're going to bring Carter in on this business. Stand over there by that mic. Get it up in your face, yo.
Oh, gosh.
There. You got it?
Yep.
Okay, say something for me.
Hello, hello?
Okay, that's not bad. Turn it up a tad.
What show is this?
This is Diary of a Cartoonist.
Oh.
Ladies and gentlemen, Carter Johnson, the person who is my greatest threat when it comes to my cartoon dominance on the internet. No, that's not true. She's really talented, though, and you've seen a lot of her work lately and have enjoyed it, and that's good. Carter, do you think that our... this is just a question for you since you moved with the family. We brought you with us, as we're, you know, bound to do as you are our offspring.
Yeah, I think people would assume that.
Well, legally, I think we're required by law to bring you over with us.
Oh, so you wouldn't have if it wasn't legally required?
Well, you guys didn't really want to leave at the time, did you?
No.
Okay. Well... Is that...
You got 11 points. That's amazing.
Good job, dude.
Good job.
So, do you remember how we went to movies on a pretty regular basis?
Yeah.
Before we moved. And the closest movie theater was a good 15 to 20, 30 minutes away.
Probably. It was Thanksgiving Point.
And that's a decent theater. I'm talking like if we want to go a good one, it was like 45 minutes, something like that.
Well, they made it good.
They made it all right.
They made it cool because they like totally changed it up. Anyway.
But here's the point. We said when we moved, oh, won't this be nice? We'll have that movie theater just right up the road. We'll go to it all the time. It'll be movies every weekend. Remember that?
Yeah.
How many movies have we seen?
I think Nick went to see Hunger Games the other day.
Yeah, but that's only because his friends invited him.
That's true.
And Mom went with her friends because they invited her and
we
paid for
seen,
a ticket.
We haven't seen no movies.
We haven't seen Tron. Not Tron.
Gravity?
No. Freaking. What's wrong with me? Thor 2 is what I meant.
Oh, I didn't know it was out.
Yeah. No. Yeah. See, that's my point. Look,
Jeez,
we don't
Dad,
even know it's
this
out.
This is all your fault.
Well, I knew it was out, but I just have not figured out when to go. And part of it is, oh, well, let's just up the road. We can go anytime. And then you don't go.
Yeah.
I just think that's an interesting side of humanity. That we are more likely, or excuse me, less likely to do something when it's closer in proximity, but more likely when it's a harder thing, when it's a bigger sacrifice, when it means you got to carve out an hour of travel time instead of 5 minutes of travel
time. It's like when your friend owns something and when you own something and you just constantly want to be at your friend's because they have it.
So you're talking about the grass is always greener on the other side.
Yeah, until you get to that side.
Keeping up with the Joneses. Do you know anybody like that that does that?
No.
Good. Don't say their names. People listen to the show. I know a few people who are that way.
Okay.
But I'm a big proponent of not getting stuck in worrying about what everything else, why everything else is better than what you have, because typically it's not true. It's all relative anyway.
Yeah.
The most miserable people, and this is the truth. I'm not just saying this to be stereotypic, but the most miserable people I know on this earth have lots of money that didn't solve their problems. And in some cases, it amplified them and made it worse. So the lesson today...
People don't like to not know what they're missing.
Yeah, they don't. They have a feeling they're missing something. And then when they get there, they're like, oh, now I have a new responsibilities, new stuff to worry about, new whatever. And it's even more stressful. And they have kinds of, oh, he's done it.
34,000.
Good job, buddy. Keep going. Sky's the limit. Anyway, I just wanted to pull you in for that part. Do you have anything else to add?
Nope.
What's it like being 16 and drawing better than most of my contemporaries?
I don't know.
How do you feel about that?
I don't feel any way about it. I just like drawing.
You like clapping during the show as well?
Hey, sorry, you pace when
nervous
you're
nervous. Like... ticks. I know. I pace, but pacing doesn't make sounds, thankfully.
Sorry.
It's totally fine. Listen, though. It's true. I know a lot of artists who spent, cartoonists and illustrators who spent decades trying to perfect their styles or even get one, and you seem to have done it at 16, but you don't seem to know it. I mean, you know that it's good and you know it's good enough, but you don't really, you're not all full of yourself. That's good. I'm saying that's good, but I'm saying, does it feel strange to know that there are adults who perhaps envy your current status as an artist?
Yeah, that's weird.
It is a little weird, right?
I don't like it when anyone envies me. It feels wrong.
You don't like the feeling of, I don't like it either. I don't like when people act like I'm doing something. I don't know. I don't like being called out as special.
Yeah.
I'd rather just be kind of hidden in the crowd, do my thing. I'm totally like that.
Yeah, totally.
It's weird because I'm in a business where I put myself out there way more. So I'm kind of doing the opposite of what I feel in a way. And you don't know it yet, but you're heading toward the same thing.
Joy.
No, really. Like if you really perfect that thing and you do some big projects and stuff goes crazy for you, you're going to find yourself at like conventions and signing books at tables and doing all that kind of stuff like throughout your 20s and your 30s and all that stuff.
That would be fantastic.
Are you ready for that?
No. I'm only 16.
You're not even driving yet.
Yeah.
How the heck are you going to drive to the convention center? How am I going to get there? Yeah, exactly. They're doing booths for this year's Salt Lake Comic Con already. I think you can order or you can reserve them now.
Well, we need to get one.
Should we do it now?
Yes. I think we should.
Should we?
Yes. I'm excited about it.
Are you?
Yeah.
There's two events. There's FanX and then there's Comic Con. And I don't know what the difference is. So I gotta read up.
FanX is. Oh, is that like how they're splitting it in two, basically?
Kind of. Well, not really splitting it. I think they had so much attendance that they're thinking they can just double dip this next year.
Double dip?
Yeah. Two conventions, tons of money, everybody gets paid.
Yeah.
So we'll have to look into it. I don't know enough about it. I feel like I just want to do one because I don't have time for two.
Yeah, let's just do one. But we have to do it either way.
All right. One. So you'll sit there. We'll get our friend Bill Duran to do his guns and stuff there.
Yeah.
His swords and his costume stuff. Yeah, I think it'd be a good time.
It'd be awesome. I'm excited.
Anything else to add to the program today? Anything that's on your mind? Why are you home today? What's going on?
Oh, I was sick.
Oh, yeah, you were sick, so you stayed home.
Yeah.
Were you really sick, or were you?
I was
Ferris
really
Bueller
sick, but I slept from how many hours was it?
Well, you went to bed at about 9, and you
it
got
was
up at like
at least 15 hours of sleep.
That's pretty good.
So I think that's why I feel better.
I feel better for you with that kind of sleep.
Yeah.
It's nice job. Awesome. All right. Well, get back on it. Get your school. Oh, you don't have school tomorrow.
Nope.
Well, isn't that convenient?
It's Thanksgiving break.
Well, that worked out really well for you.
Yeah. Fantastic.
Your poor brother is at school right now. All right. Well, cool. Carter, thanks so much for joining me.
You're welcome.
Enjoy babysitting your nephew until Wendy gets back.
I will.
Okay. Bye now.
Bye.
All right. That was Carter. I hope you enjoyed that. I did. So anyway, what else is going on? So much. The office is coming together. My brother-in-law, Steve, who is a construction man, wood man, just builder man extraordinaire, can do anything. Not just build anything, but kind of look at a thing, visualize what he wants to do with it, and then come up with really creative ways to solve a bunch of problems. And for me, primarily, I had two big concerns. One was cost and trying to keep those costs low. And the other was flexibility. So I could kind of, you know, have some fluidity to that room. If I need to move things, I could do it without too much trouble. So for example, putting in a standard ceiling where you just sheetrock that thing and goop it, you are limited to what you can do with lighting because you've got to kind of lock it in at that point, right? It's kind of immovable after that. His idea is to do a sound dampening drop ceiling, which is a thing. You see it a lot in studios, sound studios. And it's modular, so I can take any one of these squares out anytime I want and move lighting around, move wiring around, drop stuff out of it, put new things in it, put fans in it, take fans out of it, like whatever I want to do, directional lighting cans. And if I decide one week it's perfect and the next week I'm like, you know what, I want those four cans down here closer to where I'm going to be doing this video stuff, I can pull them out and move them down without any trouble at all. So he had that brilliant idea, and we're going to totally do that. And that's going to be, in the end, cheaper than all the finish work that had to be done on that anyway. And then he's got this great idea on the walls where, again, we'll have this sound dampening material that will slat into the base, kind of under the baseboard area, and be on all walls. And then above the baseboard, you'll have these, you'll have a, you know, some molding there. And then on the top ceiling, where the ceiling meets the wall, you'll have more molding. And those moldings will have, again, slots in them. So you can literally put in, I hate using the word literally, you can actually put in a big slat, or I don't know what you call it, like a big board. And on the front of that board can be whatever material you want. So if on the recording side of the room, I want to just have sound dampening foam on all those panels, I can have, you know, 12 panels all lined up against the different walls where I'm going to be doing most of the recording. And then for the rest of the room, they can be surfaces on that same board, but different kinds of surfaces where you can pin pictures or prints on them, hang frames on them, put nails through them. And the wall stuff we use is not sheetrock, so you don't need to have to find a stud to hang a picture. It's this hardwood stuff that you can put a nail anywhere you want, anytime. And the floor is going to be modular. So all of it's going to be movable, changeable, and flexible. And I'm not locked into anything. And at any time, I could take two of those panels and make them whiteboards. I could make another panel that is an actual screen. It's got some cabling behind it that runs to power and does, you know, some sort of screen behind me for the video set or whatever. And that, dude, is so exciting to me. And cheaper, by the way. All of this is less expensive than just straight up finishing a room like you'd normally finish a room. Just as stable, just as up to code. All those things, but with all the flexibility you would want in a studio space like that. So beyond stoked about that. I can't wait till we're done. It's only, we're only a couple days into it. We're easily 50 or 60% to where we want to be in the end. So I'll put more pictures up and share that out a little bit more so you guys can see progress on that. you want to follow my Instagram, which is where I put most of those photos, you can find it at Extra Life. Extra Life, one word, on ye old Instagram. And, oh gosh, there's so many other things going on. All the shows are going good. All the art side's going good. Make sure you're checking out the store lately. There's new mugs up. There's Christmas card packages to do your Christmas cards this year. Some guest artists, myself, my daughter, some friends of the network, and so on. Totally worth checking out. There'll be some Black Friday deals to look at on Friday. Oh, man, just so much. So much to be thankful for at this Thanksgiving. I think that's it. That's good enough for an episode. I promise to bring these back and do these more, okay? Unless you don't want them, you can email me and tell me you hate this. That's fine. I don't know why you're listening if you do, but if you do, I don't have a problem with that kind of feedback. You can definitely give me that feedback. But my impression from emails and such is that you guys miss it and want it. You like this particular quiet window into my life outside of the other stuff I do, which is why I made it in the first place. So I suppose you're doing what I had planned, and that's good. But I just, you know, when you make a show, you want to make sure people enjoy it. And if you're not enjoying it, well, then I don't want to keep making you suffer through it. So if you like it, great. And from now on, I'm going to try not to do any more delays, though. I like this to go back to weekly, at least, maybe more often. We shall see. All right, that's it. Thanks, guys. If you want to email me, you can. Scott@frogpants.com or myextralife@gmail.com. Either one of those works. Find me on Twitter, Scott Johnson on Twitter. And frogpants.com for everything else. All right? All right. Sound good? Sounds good. All right. See you later. Talk to you then.